Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, how to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a new skill developed during a recent project. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I'm here to guide you through one of the common topics in the IELTS speaking test, describing a new skill you developed during a recent project. This topic allows candidates to showcase their personal growth, adaptability, and ability to reflect on their experiences, all crucial aspects that examiners look for in high-scoring responses. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner will ask you general questions about yourself and familiar topics. Here are some questions you might encounter related to skills and projects. Do you enjoy learning new skills? What kind of skills do you think are important in today's world? How do you usually go about learning a new skill? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Examiner, do you enjoy learning new skills? Yes, I do. I think learning new skills is important for personal growth. It helps me stay updated and competitive in my field. Absolutely. I find the process of acquiring new skills incredibly fulfilling. Not only does it broaden my horizons, but it also keeps me intellectually stimulated. I believe that in today's rapidly evolving world, continuous learning is essential for both personal and professional development. Part 2. Long-term cue card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some points to cover. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, and then you'll need to speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Here's a sample cue card related to our topic. Describe a new skill you developed during a recent project. You should say what the skill was, how you learned it, why you needed to learn it, and explain how this skill has been useful to you. Here's a sample answer. Band 6-7, response. The new skill I developed recently was data visualization using Excel. I learned it during a project at work where we needed to present complex sales data to our managers. I learned it mainly through online tutorials and by practicing with our company's data. I needed to learn this skill because our team was struggling to communicate our findings effectively. The tables and numbers weren't making an impact in our presentations. This skill has been very useful. Now, I can create clear and appealing charts that make our data easy to understand. It has improved our team's presentations and helped us make better decisions based on data. Band 8-9, response. The new skill I recently acquired was advanced data visualization using Excel. I developed this competency during a high-stakes project at my workplace, where we were tasked with presenting complex sales data to our senior management team. The learning process was multifaceted. I initially immersed myself in online tutorials, particularly those offered by renowned data analysts on platforms like Coursera. However, I quickly realized that theoretical knowledge alone wouldn't suffice. So I adopted a hands-on approach, experimenting extensively with our company's actual sales data. This practical application was crucial in cementing my understanding and honing my skills. The impetus for acquiring this skill stemmed from a pressing need within our team. We were grappling with the challenge of effectively communicating our findings to upper management. Our traditional method of presenting data through dense tables and raw numbers was failing to make a significant impact, often leading to misinterpretation or overlooking of critical insights. This newly acquired skill has proven to be immensely valuable. It has revolutionized the way we present data in our team. Now I can transform complex datasets into visually compelling and easily digestible charts and graphs. This has not only enhanced the clarity and impact of our presentations, but has also facilitated more informed decision-making processes within our organization. Moreover, it has positioned me as a go-to resource for data visualization in my department, opening up new opportunities for collaboration and professional growth. Follow-up questions. How long did it take you to become proficient in this skill? Did you face any challenges while learning this new skill? Sample answer, band 8-9. Attaining proficiency in advanced data visualization was a gradual process that took approximately 3 to 4 months of dedicated effort. The initial learning curve was quite steep, especially when dealing with more complex chart types and large datasets. However, as I consistently applied the techniques to real-world scenarios, I noticed a significant improvement in both my speed and the quality of my visualizations. It's worth noting that I consider this skill to be continuously evolving, as there's always room for refinement and learning new techniques to stay abreast of industry trends. Indeed, the learning journey was not without its challenges. The primary hurdle I encountered was bridging the gap between theoretical knowledge and practical application. While online courses provided a solid foundation, adapting those principles to our specific datasets and business needs required considerable trial and error. Additionally, I grappled with the challenge of striking the right balance between aesthetic appeal and data integrity in my visualizations. Overcoming these obstacles required persistence, creative problem-solving, and often seeking feedback from colleagues with more experience in data analysis. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think the skills required in the workplace have changed in recent years? Candidate, Band 6-7, I think digital skills have become much more important in recent years. Many jobs now require proficiency in various software and online tools. Also, the ability to adapt quickly to new technologies is crucial. Candidate, 8-9, the landscape of workplace skills has undergone a significant transformation in recent years, primarily driven by rapid technological advancements and globalization. While technical proficiency, particularly in digital tools and data analysis, has become increasingly paramount, there's also been a notable shift towards valuing soft skills. Adaptability and continuous learning have emerged as critical competencies. The pace of technological change means that employees must be adept at quickly acquiring new skills and knowledge. Moreover, with the rise of remote work and global teams, skills such as virtual collaboration, cross-cultural communication, and self-management have gained prominence. Another significant change is the growing emphasis on creativity and innovation. As routine tasks become increasingly automated, there's a greater premium on skills that machines can't easily replicate, such as creative problem solving, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence. Lastly, the ability to synthesize and derive insights from large amounts of data has become crucial across various industries, reflecting the increasing data-driven nature of decision-making in modern businesses. Do you think formal education adequately prepares people for the skills needed in today's job market? I think formal education provides a good foundation, but it may not always keep up with the rapidly changing job market. Many people need to learn additional skills after graduating to meet job requirements. While formal education undoubtedly plays a crucial role in preparing individuals for the workforce, there's a growing consensus that it may not be fully aligned with the rapidly evolving demands of today's job market. On the positive side, formal education provides a strong theoretical foundation and develops critical thinking skills that are universally valuable. It also offers exposure to a wide range of disciplines, which can foster adaptability and interdisciplinary thinking. However, the pace of technological change and industry evolution often outstrips the rate at which educational curricula are updated. This can lead to a skills gap where graduates find themselves lacking in specific, up-to-date competencies that employers seek. Moreover, traditional education often emphasizes theoretical knowledge over practical application, which can leave graduates ill-prepared for the hands-on demands of many roles. Another consideration is that formal education may not adequately develop some of the soft skills that are increasingly valued in the workplace, such as emotional intelligence, adaptability, and entrepreneurial thinking. To bridge this gap, we're seeing a rise in alternative educational models, such as boot camps, micro-credentials, and industry-academia partnerships. These aim to provide more targeted, practical skills that align closely with industry needs. Ultimately, while formal education remains valuable, it's increasingly being seen as a starting point rather than a complete preparation for one's career. Continuous learning and skill development throughout one's professional life are becoming essential complements to formal education. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores: to acquire, to gain or obtain something. Example, she acquired excellent project management skills during her internship. Multifaceted, having many different aspects or features, Example: learning a new language is a multifaceted process that involves grammar, vocabulary, and cultural understanding. To grapple with, phrasal verb with, to struggle or contend with. Example: many organizations are grappling with the challenge of digital transformation. Impetus, noun, impetus, something that makes a process or activity happen or happen more quickly. Example: the new project provided the impetus for me to improve my coding skills. To revolutionize, verb, revolutionize, to completely change the way people do something or think about something. Example: the internet has revolutionized the way we access information and communicate. Adaptability, noun, adaptability, the quality of being able to adjust to new conditions. Example: in today's fast-paced work environment, adaptability is a crucial skill for success. Examiner's advice: to achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing a new skill you've developed, use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced and topic-specific vocabulary naturally in your responses. Showcase your ability to reflect. Demonstrate how you've thought about your learning process and the impact of your new skill. Provide specific examples. Use concrete instances to illustrate your points, making your answers more vivid and convincing. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without significant pauses. Use a variety of grammatical structures. Incorporate complex sentences and different tenses to demonstrate your language proficiency. Stay relevant. Always keep your answers focused on the question asked, using the cue card points as a guide in Part 2. Express opinions and ideas clearly. In Part 3, don't just describe, but analyze and evaluate the topics discussed. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is practice. Regularly engaging with English through conversations, podcasts, and mock tests can significantly improve your performance. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, you might want to check out our articles on describing a person who has a unique approach to remote work and describing a time when you attended an online course. These resources can provide additional insights and practice opportunities to enhance your speaking skills.